Eldon, you are getting into something very fascinating. It's almost like feeding an addiction. You
just
give them a little more. Then they're hooked, aren't they?
That's a fact. And of course, in the process, they are systematically desensitizing our, you know, sensibilities. So, I mean, we see young people today, one of the most recent studies I saw indicates that there is a dramatic decrease in the amount of empathy that teenagers feel or are capable of feeling, at least recognized in this particular study. When you look at what's going on in our society and you see the increase in violence, the increase in incivility, whether it is in the workplace or in the schools or it's in the public forum between politicians in the context of how they address one another, et cetera, all of this, I believe, is traceable to how our sensibilities have been diminished as a direct result of overexposure to more and more of this stimuli designed to desensitize our threshold of arousal. And it goes further than that. I think, you use a good word, addiction. We tend to think of addiction as an outside chemical, something that it's alcohol or it's tobacco or it's cocaine. It's an outside chemical. But we can become very addicted to our own neurochemicals. There are certain neurochemicals that bathe the body given different states. And, anyone that knows a runner knows that they can become addicted to the rush that they get as a result of running. Others can become addicted to adrenaline. You can become addicted to your own dopamine or the other neurotransmitters, including, the endorphins, the body's natural opiates. And all of these are associated with different activities, including our mental state. We were talking about television. When I am in front of that television and I go into alpha, what happens is my body begins to, my brain begins to release the neurochemicals that we think of as the endorphins. And these, this makes me feel good. This soothes my anxiety. And so it's no wonder that people think, I'm going to zone out. I'm going to sit down in front of the television set. It's going to relax me. The other thing that happens is for us, right-handers that are dominantly left brain, there's a complete shift in the hemispheres. We shift from left brain to right brain. And that's part of what triggers off this cascading flow of neurochemicals. Well, because we can become internally addicted, there is an association to these events. So when someone says, well, I feel addicted to TV, well, they probably are. When someone says, I think my child's addicted to gaming, well, they probably are. The fact of the matter is that continual bombardment of information that is designed to keep us involved goes even further than what we typically think about.
Well, and let me ask you this question, Eldon. When the tragedy occurred on 9/11, 2001, mm-hmm. we created Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. We went to this horrible color terror system, which I was very opposed to, where, as the colors got to red, you knew we were in trouble.
Right.
And there was just this bombardment, this conditioning of people. Mm-hmm. Were they doing that because of exactly what you're talking about right now?
Well, I am not going to, nor should I, answer that question, but I can answer it this way. Is it possible that they did that? Absolutely. Is there a correspondence between efforts to accelerate the war effort and increases in the threat as portrayed in our system? Did we see that as we wanted to increase an engagement or as we wanted to initiate an engagement, the danger at home became greater? Absolutely. Therefore, is it probable that they did that? Well, I'll leave that to all of you to make up your own mind. You know, the bottom line is, if I wanted to manipulate you, if I wanted to take some of your freedoms away, if I wanted you to give those freedoms freely to me, I would have to create a state of fear and then offer you protection.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Because you would never give up those rights on your own.
No, that's correct. And I would never think of authorizing maybe a trillion-dollar war unless there was a genuine threat. And we had to do something about that threat. I mean, everybody knows that video news releases, what they call VNRs, were prolific during the Bush administration. And you know, a VNR is actually designed by our PSYOPs people to be used on foreign populations to win the hearts and minds. I'll put that in quotation marks, okay? But they were used back here at home. In fact, the way they were used, the media largely would pick them up and bring them back here and play them as though they were local news. Now, this isn't news. You know, this is a video news release. It's designed to be a piece of propaganda aimed at a foreign country to win hearts and minds.
It's a PR campaign.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, here, add this to it, okay? Because this is a good one. Remember we put anxiety over here and set it on the table to come back to it? Well, by keeping everybody in this aroused state, this heightened state of anxiousness, what we've done is create the need. So, you know, if you walk into a bookstore nowadays, you look at the magazine rack, the magazine, you know, one is you're not blonde enough, another is you're not thin enough, and another is you're not wearing the right clothes or you're not driving the right car. I mean, all of this is based on a need. You have this need to conform, to fit in. You otherwise are going to be rejected. So the whole bottom line is, if we can create an anxiety, you're a part of the out-group, you are near rejection, then we can sell you the solution. It's kind of like, you know, I have to drown you to sell you the life jacket. And that's a large part of the philosophy. Now, listen, the real danger in that, Philip Zimbardo, past president of the American Psychological Association, summed it all up. When he pointed out that, you know, we found that pathological symptoms may develop in up to one-third of normal participants in the rational process that they're trying to make sense of unexplained sources of arousal.
One-third.
So, now listen, if you think the world's going crazy, you're not far wrong.